Speaking with Radio National Breakfast this morning, it was clear that even if Senator Di Natale has no philosophical objection to GM technology, he does have concerns about its use in agriculture.
My view is, as a medical practitioner, genetic modification of organisms has been used in the development of, for example, insulin and vaccines. And so I don't have a philosophical or ideological objection to the use of that technology. That said, there are significant concerns in agriculture, and those concerns remain unaddressed.
His two major issues are the problems it throws up for organic farmers operating alongside GM crops, and what he describes as the technology's past history of overpromising and under-delivering.
We've got most of the technology that is used to drive increased production of Roundup-resistant crops, for example. So what that means is that you've got big companies like Monsanto who have control of the seed stock and then are able to introduce a seed stock that drives the use of more pesticides and herbicides. And we know that, for example, the World Health Organization have expressed some concerns around the use of products like glyphosate, which they state has potential as a carcinogen.
But Richard Di Natale says he doesn't have a problem with GM crops when it comes to issues around human health. And that's a change in tack from the position taken by the party's previous leader, Christine Milne.
When this technology was first developed, there were serious concerns, and Christine Milne was absolutely right to express those concerns. The literature so far on the issue of human health hasn't produced evidence of widespread and significant health harms, although there may be in some instances still potential for harm. The bigger concerns are around issues like intellectual property, the increased use of pesticides, and as I said earlier, the choice for farmers. And that's where the debate needs to be had at the moment.
This is a major issue for the use of genetically modified organisms in agriculture and the food sector. University of Adelaide Professor Rachel Ankeny researches community attitudes to food and says when the questions about attitudes to GMOs move beyond are you for or against, the answers become much more nuanced.
Some people are opposed, what I would say, sort of in principle, that any kind of modification is just a bad idea because we're messing with nature or something of this sort. But increasingly in our research, we found people making the kind of distinction Di Natale is making, in other words, saying, I'm not opposed to the process or the science of GM, but I'm worried about the ownership by multinationals. I'm worried about who's going to benefit, in particular, who's making the profit. I'm worried because it doesn't seem as though the kinds of crops or the kinds of interventions proposed are actually a real benefit, except in terms of profits.
The distinction made by Senator Di Natale between the use of GM in medicine and agriculture has been made by the community almost since opinion polling started.
What we see when we drill down using more qualitative techniques and ask people why they make that distinction is that there are clear benefits in the case of the medical kinds of applications. So in other words, people can see that it's going to improve their health, save their life, or whatever else. In the case of crops, I think it's been much more tricky, even for people who aren't in principle opposed to GM, for people to see how they're going to benefit or their family's going to benefit or whatever else. They can see perhaps that it might be a benefit to the people who are producing it because it'll be cheaper, it'll be easier. Perhaps there might be environmental benefits, but those, I think, are further down the line. But they don't see that it's a direct benefit to them to have something that's been modified. What's the difference in this product?
Rachel Ankeny says the tipping point for attitudes to GMOs in agriculture could come when they start delivering tangible medical or nutritional benefits to consumers. For now, though, she says while the split between for and against hasn't changed all that much, recent attention given to GMOs in the media has seen the community's understanding of the technology improve. The Greens won't be considering any change to their policies on GM until the next federal election gets underway this year.